Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Look, the Chicago way is a deep cultural phenomenon.
It's the Chicago way.
The Chicago way. That's the focus.
In a tower by the river, there lived a man.
Castle.
There was a man who took a stand. With pen and paper in his hand. Defeating foes in every ward with a pen more mighty than the sword. No escape from his ink lasso. In a tower by the river, Castle.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
The first week of December, don't forget Pearl Harbor. And as we're talking and gabbing and sitting around, Jeff, Carlin, and I, we're ready to look at the mayoral race. The table has been set. The campaign for mayor is underway. Mayor Lori Lightfoot has her tiny house. She's got her tiny houses to deal with homelessness. God, I just wish she'd just put one on a barge and just float away down the Mississippi, you know? There's a picture for you.
There you go. Yeah, that's quite a magnanimous exit. I don't know if it's even deserving of that. Yeah, John, it's crunch time for all the challenges are in. I believe everyone is settled. I think 9 candidates or so officially still running the race.
Yeah. And it is amazing. And there was a labor. I'm told there was a labor endorsement session yesterday where they all got together and the candidates and talked to various unions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all good. Like, what is that all about? You know, because I support unions. I mean, my kids are union men. My wife is a union lady.
Sure.
I'm not.
Right.
But I mean, what do they say? What do you say? Give me the power to squeeze the non-union guys, non-union taxpayers.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah, take a computer to PayPal always.
Yeah,
the notion of that. Yeah, I don't know. It'll be an interesting race. I think it looks like Chuy Garcia is all in on it, and Paul Vallis has got quite a bankroll. He's putting up a fight. It'll be interesting to see if there's enough there to make it a runoff between a Lori and a Vallis or a Lori and a Chuy. And it's not just diluted enough to where she can squeak something out. We'll see.
Well, yeah.
Crime. I mean, this notion we talked about last time on the podcast, you know, the fudging of numbers about, oh, crime's getting better. And what do we see? Stories where it's almost 40 people were carjacked or robbed over the weekend.
I mean, hey, that commander's still working, right?
Oh, of course.
So, and the media really didn't pick up on that story. I mean, CWB wrote about it, and I mentioned it, but it really wasn't, you know, 2579 and all
that. Right.
10 o'clock, it wasn't like a thing.
I'm surprised by that. I mean, in a sort of kind of way. I mean, I'm not surprised because it's not the storyline that's easy to sell, you know.
So easy to sell is Mayor Lightfoot, are you going to fire this guy?
Right.
Are you going to demote this commander? Not fire him. Don't kick him out into the cold on Christmas like Scrooge. But are you going to demote the fellow for lying to the people?
Yeah.
CWB said it. You know, I don't know. I think it's serious business. Me.
Oh, I'm with you. I mean, I agree. I mean, I think if it was a legitimate situation where the administration held people accountable and it wasn't against the narrative that is, oh, it just happens to fall right in line with the mayor's campaign issues or trying to spin, at least where she's trying to make headway. How good would it be to have a commander come out and say, oh, the numbers are great. Just take my word for it. I mean, oh, coincidentally, yeah, right. I don't think so.
Meanwhile, a concealed carry holder shot two people in Wicker Park, mm-hmm. two robbery suspects in Wicker Park. And there was, I don't know what, you were just mentioning the crime spree over the weekend. But
yeah, over the weekend, we take this 40 people robbed in spree Friday through like Monday. Various things, just straight up holdups, carjackings, a couple of delivery drivers robbed.
There you
go. A crew's just cruising around in near north west side, parts of the West Loop. I mean, these are places where it's the crime is up. I mean, you can't say anything other than that.
Hey, when does vigilantism truly kick in? When do we get the Bernard Goetz story?
Oh my gosh, I know, John. That stuff makes me nervous.
Well, it's going to happen. I mean, just you're going to see it.
Man, we have seen it to an extent for sure. But it's only going to be more of it.
When are you going to see? How are we going to cover it in the media? How are we going to cover it when some frightened little white guy pulls a 9mm and starts blasting away in a L car? When does that happen?
Yeah, you know? On the Gold Coast or an old town. I mean, yeah, I don't
right.
know.
Oh, I didn't mean to, you know, and it'll be some sympathetic figure, you know. But unless, it could be like a white ethnic type in a blue windbreaker, like a former copper or something with vital, grill cream in the hair, then he might not be as sympathetic. But if it's like a mom or somebody that makes a good NRA poster,
right.
Maybe. But it's happening. It's this is what happens when public order collapses. And Jeff, what's going on with the fixes to the Safety Act?
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. If it was a clown bar, carnival barking to bring up these types of ideas and concepts that needed maybe addressing. But yeah, the Safety Act, they've got to outline more explicit lists of types of violent crimes that will be included in possible consideration for holding. Against with no cash payout, just being held.
Wait, are they? So they're cleaning it up. When we brought it up, and other several others brought it up.
Ted Dabrowski and such.
Yeah, we were carnival barkers, racists,
chumbalones.
No, they're the chumbal. We're not the chumbalones, but they are definitely
right.
They were definitely hating on us.
I know. Yeah, that's hilarious. I love that. It's sweet taste of victory, but it doesn't matter. I mean, it just goes to show you how fixed even if the fix is in, it's still broken, and it's not getting any better with the fixes that are being made to, or even just falling short in some instances, because there are cases, there isn't a lot of outlining still on right. Release pretrial, those who are being held currently. So that stuff's going to kind of have to work its way through the courts and be decided on a case-by-case basis. We'll see how precedent gets set. But those things are flaws that dare you bring up a few weeks ago during an election. And, oh, how dare you? And now it's, oh, look, it's a great thing we've done. Look what we've done.
We've responsibly looked at the, and nobody, when they're done, nobody wears the jacket because they've befouled and muddied the water so much that they're not responsible. Nobody's responsible except, you know who's responsible?
Mm.
The guy who's dead at the end of the paragraph. You know, the guy who gets robbed, the woman who's robbed
right.
By someone else who's on electronic monitoring, on, released.
Right.
All those people that commit violence, and the their victims Well, I guess they're the loser, but you know what? No one will remember their names.
Right. No, it's tragic. You have to laugh at it, but that's the reality we live in, is that that's what the weeks ahead we have to discuss and think about. And people aren't going to talk about earnestly, clearly, because you have the Commanders on air telling people, it's all good. It's all good. Except for people who actually live here are like, nah, actually, sir, that's not true. You're completely lying.
You're listening to the Chicago Way podcast, Jeff Carlin, John Cass. Jeff is a physics teacher, future physics teacher.
Yeah.
WGN radio producer and, master baker and master cat
master pies and master the herder, cat tree. Yeah, there you go.
The herder of cats, you know, he's like Madigan, but in a good way, you know, good Madigan herding cats. And me, John Cass, husband, father, editor in chief of your favorite website, johncassnews.com. And we're coming up on the year anniversary. So I hope you all line up and renew your subscriptions, because I need, I'm not going to do this for free. I'm not a communist. Sorry. You know, I just don't believe in that. I believe that someone who works for a living takes professional care about what they do should be compensated. And if not, that's okay too. You don't want to compensate them? That's all right. And you can enjoy, you know, but I won't be around.
Yeah.
And I hope to be around for quite some time. Yeah, and I think so.
Absolutely.
I think so. The way things are working, looking, Jeff, we had a great year last year, thanks to the readers, johncassnews.com. And I think we're going to have another good year this year.
No, absolutely. And I'd like to throw in Denzel Washington for playing Obama in the Netflix movie.
Oh,
on the Hunter Biden tapes. I think, you know, looking forward to our future conversation.
Well, Ray Liotta can't play.
I know.
He's dead. You know, we'll get to Ray Liotta's last movie in a bit. But first, okay, we've got to talk about, I have to talk about this. You brought it up. I wrote a column about Miranda Devine and this great book that she's written called Laptop from Hell. And everything's revolving around the release of the Hunter, the Twitter files.
Yeah, the Hunter Biden. Coinciding, yeah.
What do you make of that?
I mean, it's the Delaware way, right, John? It's the idea that Twitter is these files put out there now by Elon Musk, kind of unraveling the onion or bucket of worms, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
That is Twitter, showing that the impact of Twitter being swayed to change narrative or suppress narrative about the Hunter Biden laptop, as that story was coming out during the election. I mean, it's clear that it's the problem with these unchecked mega communication power wielding companies that we've talked about. I mean, look what we do. It's done in the Facebook, you know, in the 2016 election on both ways. And then again, in the following year, you know, 2 years later, 2018, I mean, there's a lot of unchecked manipulation of what people believe is reality. And I think the more of this Twitter file stuff comes out, the more people will realize that nothing is what it seems, unless it's really what it seems. You know, we put too much trust in these things.
I don't like licensing of material or licensing of information. I don't think government has a role,
right?
But I don't think that government should be working to suppress the freedom of the press and freedom of speech, like as they were found to have done in the Hunter Biden laptop story.
Yeah.
I don't think that should have happened. And you know what? The free market will determine whether people I think they're going to go to Twitter now. I think people will want to be part of Twitter because there's got to, like as Tom Bevan has said, mm-hmm. another aspect of it, you know, there is a market for people to be involved in with like news sites that aren't so overtly political.
Right.
And I think, you know, I think they've tried that with News Nation. That's not working. But I guess to recreate that sense of things that we had in the 70s with the news media then, but then it was all skewed to the left, and I guess we all thought it was normal.
Yeah, right. No, that even then, yeah, exactly. All things are relative in science, I would say. Yeah, right. You're right, John. I mean, I think the market will be, we're kind of balancing stuff. I mean, there's a channel and a place for, you know, organizations to reach out and try to, you know, manage corporate endeavors like this. I mean, look at like CDs, you know, in the 90s, there was all this idea about explicit material language and how it was corrupting the kids, and probably right. But regardless, the corporate, the stickers were put on there that said, you know, this may be offensive. So parents could at least see what the kids were looking at, you know, and having a notice on it. And that was all internally, you know, managed. That wasn't like a government entity, you know, the MPAA wasn't like some governmental group that was using tax dollar to put stickers on CDs. That was them policing themselves. So who knows? I mean, there's a corporate and a capitalistic solution out there somewhere. We'll figure it'll come to bear. But until then, we need more information like that to get out there.
One thing people have to do, I think, is to be honest with their listeners and readers. And what I have seen. Mm-hmm. Is political people pretending to be journalists, breaking journalism beyond repair.
Absolutely.
There's a way to repair it if you speak honestly to people. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you right now, one guy who was involved in his whole campaign was destroyed or at least hurt by Twitter and the collusion between government and Twitter and so forth, and the media, big tech, big government, etc., was Donald Trump. But as this came out, he was, to me, a rather sympathetic figure because he was just, you know, his whole campaign was destroyed. But he came out with wild ramblings about how what happened to him suggests that we don't need a constitution. And then he came out to say after that, that he was upset, you know, that's all a lie. I never said that about the constitution, which you tweeted, man, on your own platform. I've said this before. I don't think he was temperamentally suited for the job.
All right, yeah.
And I let's tear the Constitution apart so that because I'm affected and it hurts me is not the right leadership role, you know, not the right
thing. Right.
I just think it's
far from Jeffersonian he would want. Absolutely.
It'll be a sad, people will begin to turn their backs on him, and he'll be more desperate and more desperate. And I guess the last two people on Earth will be locked in this battle, which is the Donald Trump and Lynn Cheney. You know what I mean? Like if you could put them in some sort of Russian egg and just keep them there forever, for eternity.
No, I'll pass.
Yeah, you don't want to see that.
I'll pass on that one, but I will not pass on Cocaine Bear, John. I know we were...
Okay, let's get to it.
We were. If you haven't, here's a little a taste of the trailer.
Millions of dollars worth of cocaine fell from the sky this morning in Knoxville, Tennessee.
There's more of this out there. They dumped it somewhere.
I'm looking for my daughter.
Forest is a dangerous place.
Hey, Henry, check it out.
Something got into it. A deer, maybe.
No, don't eat that, don't eat that.
Let's see what kind of effect that has on
me. Bear did cocaine.
There was a bear.
A bear?
It was...
Hey, that's inappropriate.
Come on.
Shh, come on. We have such good luck in nature.
John, is it coming out? Do we know in time for Christmas?
I think it is. Wait, is it out now?
I don't think so. I don't think
we had a little mini argument at the Cass house.
I think it's scheduled.
She doesn't want to see it
in February.
Cocaine Bear release date. Oh, it's February 24th.
Yeah, so we still got a few more months to come up. But if you,
it should be out now.
Well, you need to go out then and at least check out the trailer for it because it is unreal. It's just wicked crazy. And it's based on a loosely true story.
Okay, here's the true story. Here's the true part. Some Mexican drug lord threw out some cocaine out of a plane.
Right.
And a black bear, ate a few bricks of it and killed himself through overdose.
Cardiac arrest.
But the media, the Hollywood got a hold of it.
Right.
And then they create producers Elizabeth Banks, Max Handelman, Phil Lord, et cetera, a bunch of them.
Right.
They create a bear that eats cocaine and goes on a murderous rampage.
Right. Like Sharknado style. Come on, John.
Yeah, like Sharknado, but a bear.
This is a bridge too far, John.
Is it?
I don't know. I mean,
it's not a bridge too far.
Well, if it's not a bridge too far, John, then I'd say
I think everybody, it's better than evil Santa killing
people. I know. Come on.
I mean, there's
frosty horror films. No, thanks. I'm good on that. I will stick with Die Hard as one of my favorite Christmas movies.
You can't stay MF on Christmas.
No, but it's why the night before.
Yippee-ki-yay,
when you're making pies the night before.
Well, eggnog. Okay. It's perfect.
There's nothing like a crazed bear running down the highway and an ambulance in the video.
Check out the trailer for that. They're
shooting epic. Out of the ambulance. What the bleep is with this bear? And the person that's in the ambulance is shooting.
Right.
And the bear leaps. leaps into the ambulance. I mean, man, it is. You know, I don't know what to say, Jeff.
It's unreal. But
you don't want to see it.
I want to see it. It looks great. I can't wait to see it.
Did you have Christine see the scary one? Which is this is over the top. The real scary one is Backcountry because I know both of you like to go out and camp out there.
That's right.
In the wilderness.
That's right. In the wild, John. In the northern wild woods of Wisconsin and Michigan. It's us.
Are you still watching Alone?
Oh, we love it. Yep. Can't get enough Alone.
Yeah.
I highly recommend that. We check that out. Also, John, before we say goodbye, John. Say goodbye, John. Deepest sympathies to Christy Alley's family. The remarkable...
Oh, yeah, we were hearing about that.
Passed away, yeah.
Cheers, where everyone knows
cheers, yeah. Look who's talking. I mean, she just all sorts of great stuff. I mean, one of my favorite actresses growing up, Star Trek.
She was, Lieutenant Sevek, right? Yeah. In Star Trek, she played the Vulcan,
right.
The betrayer, right? Wasn't she a betrayer? Maybe not. Maybe she was purely heroic.
I don't remember. Yeah.
I don't remember the aspect of it. But it's sad that she's gone, but here's what's sad. She's dead and other people will die. The bear is already dead.
Yeah, years
ago. Other people died, but the bear is dead. That's sad. It didn't kill anybody. And then somebody will lose in the Merrill race. And I have a feeling that Mayor Lightfoot has started her tiny house campaign.
Okay.
Where she wants to build these tiny houses. I saw it in the Tribune, so it must be true, right?
There you go.
She builds tiny houses to deal with homelessness. Now, they put up a bunch of little tiny houses, like little shacks, on a lot, several at once. Would you like to live near that, the homeless depot?
Yeah, I don't know.
What if that was behind your house?
I don't know, John. I mean, it's. It's a weird situation to be in.
Do you know what happens to cheap structures when poor people crowd into them?
Hmm.
They don't look as nice as they once did. Like when they're new and the mayor rolls them out and the media claps its hands. The people who live near there are not going to like it. I don't know what to do.
They certainly look very nice for the cameras now, that's for sure.
They're lovely. They look like little, you know, they should have one road, yellow brick, you know, through yellow brick road, the city hall. Where the great and terrible Laurie could be there. Anyway. I think we should say goodbye, Jeff.
Goodbye, Jeff.
We're trying to do these shorter podcasts because I've got my friend Tom, and he says, I can only hear half an hour at once. So we're just trying to shorten it because he doesn't have a long commute.
Yeah, but stay tuned. We'll talk to the great Tom Bevan coming up, hopefully, and then
maybe Miranda Devine.
Miranda Devine, right? Great. Looking forward to connecting with her and Laptop from Hell. Perfectly timed. So, just watch this space, as they say. But yeah, another good short one, John. Good to talk to you.
For Jeff Carlin, WGN producer, future physics teacher, husband to Christine, baker of pies, lover of cats, and for me, John Cass, who follows Betty in whatever she wants to do and however she wants to do it, even though we just had a terrible fight about, you know, whether I had to go to the bank with her to do some checking. I don't know what we were arguing about, really. It's what you do, you know. 36 years of marriage, sometimes people argue, they don't mean to, and they love each other, but I'm kind of in the doghouse myself right now. So we'll talk to you again on another edition of the Chicago Way podcast, the No Chumbalone Zone on WGN+.